Okay, very important piece today. Up until now, basically we've been discussing how all of the neshamos in their divinity, in their source, are the same. So today we're going to tackle a fundamental question, which is if we're all the same, why are we all so different? This, by the way, this is like so much the challenge of our generation, that everyone wants to be different. Nobody wants to be the same. It's because they don't know how to be different. So it's like the silliest way for like people to be. People are like being different in like the craziest ways today. They're not being different in like internally in who they are and expressing their individuality. People are being different today in the most counterfeit ways. Like who can act the craziest? Who can dress the craziest? Who can like? Who, you know, it's like if there's any sign of conformity, like I just can't be a part of that. It's actually the funny, the biggest nonconformists are all the biggest conformists to the nonconformity, because people don't know how to be differentiated today. So that's what we're going to learn today. It's very, very important. We're going to understand the basic nature. Even though we know that there's so many different types of neshamos, each one higher than the next, and it's an infinite amount. So we've been talking about this whole time how everything comes from the same source. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Chachma are one, not like our Chachma where we think, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his thoughts and his thoughts are he. Right? So everything comes from this very elevated source. But at the same time, we see so many different neshamos. So perhaps, how could you say that everybody's from the same source if we're all so different? So when you look at somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu, and even though the Rambam writes that we all have the ability to be Moshe Rabbeinu, somehow none of us have become Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And even the Rambam himself didn't mean that we should become Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Rambam also says as one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that it's impossible to become Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're like, you know, we're sort of in this in-between place, yeah? Where, like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is so above us, yeah? And, like, we know, like, we're not going to become Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, we just know that. And on the other hand, we feel like we have tremendous pieces inside of us. And yet, we're in this very low generation. Ikvis of the Mashiach means the heel. The heel, the generation that's the heel. By the way, the Gemara talks about Ikvis of the Mashiach. Yeah, it's we're the heel, right? So what does it mean to be the heel? Right? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moach and the Rosh? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is the head and we're the heel? Sort of sounds very depressing. You tell somebody, you're the heel. You're the heel. That's not a way to bring Mashiach. This is a great, let's inspire you to bring Mashiach. You're the worst. Oh, now we're talking. Now I really want to bring Mashiach. So we have to understand something much, much deeper. First of all, before we get into the Mevueres here, I want to give my own Hakdama, something very important. I said it before, but I have to keep saying it to you guys, because this is mamish, our challenge. Low is better than high. I cannot say it to you enough times. What was that? No, so what does that mean? So what does it mean? It means that a person, I'm machshav the question, it means that when I do an Aveira, yeah, I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I do tshuva from that Aveira, I'm bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu even lower into the world. That's what it means. So, obviously, we all want to be high, but the best way to be high, yeah, b'makom shebali tshuvim omdim, ein tzadikim gemurim omdim, the best way to be high is to be about tshuva. So if I messed up, that's awesome. Now I can be about tshuva. The generations beforehand that were these elevated neshamos, they could not bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu as low as we could, because they are b'bechinas rosh, they're the head. Ikvis of the Mashiach doesn't mean you're the worst generation, it means you're the heel, it means you're the lowest generation. The lowest generation has the opportunity to be the lowest generation. So that is very meaningful, that's very inspiring. So kodem kol, we have to understand that even though we are the lowest generation, we are also the best generation, because we're the generation that could bring Mashiach. And that's why it's well known that we are in Ikvus of the Mashiach. History is being written right now about us in this room. The Havaida that we do today in our lives, what we focus on, what we bring our energies into, how we work on our Nefesh HaBahamis, that's Mamish was bringing Mashiach. Generations up until now, they were just paving the way. We're the ones that are actually going to walk the walk. Okay, now we can understand something even bigger. Ha'erech v'hayachas bein neshamas gavaos k'mon neshamas ha'avos ha'moshe ha'beinu v'neshamas ha'adaris ha'achroinim ha'dekarim ikvus ha'demashicha hu k'mo ha'hevdal bein mochesh al adam le'ikvav. To understand the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and us, we have to understand the distinction between the malach, the mind, and the heel. Now, Pirish, mevur b'kisve ha'arizal, she nishmas adam harishon, ha'iso neshama kolis. Let's understand the basic thing. All of us are descendants of Adam Arishon. That means that Adam Arishon, listen very carefully now, this is a deep point, Adam Arishon had inside of him the neshamos of every single person that would ever exist. So that's very, very big. Yeah? And as we said, where do children emanate from? From the moach of the father. Right? So I have within me, for example, all of the neshamos of my children. They have inside of them all of the neshamos of their children. If you go back to the very beginning, there are certain neshamos that are called neshamos klalis. They're the neshamos that have everybody inside of them. Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, was such a neshama. That's why he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Aaron HaKohen was such a person as well. Different neshamas have different bechinas where they have a lot inside of them. The bigger you are, the more people you can encompass inside of you. The smaller you are, the less people you can encompass inside of you. So when a person, if you see a person and he's a very good person, he's able to help out a lot of people. And let me be careful here. And not helping out a lot of people, b'tayras, well, I have to look good, so let me run chesed organizations. That's the counterfeit. I'm talking about just like a tzaddik sitting in a room somewhere, you know, and just the whole world revolves around him. Why is the whole world revolving around that tzaddik? The whole world is revolving around that tzaddik because that tzaddik is so big. He's so big, so he incorporates so much within him. So Adam HaRishon is the ultimate neshama klalius because he has so much inside of him. So many neshamas inside of him. Okay? The kol neshama pratius, mashreshes b'chelek acher, neshamas Adam HaRishon. Now let's go even a little bit deeper. It's not just that Adam HaRishon has all the neshamas inside of him. But each part of Adam HaRishon, right, from his head to his neck to his body to his fingertips, every part of Adam HaRishon is a different aspect of a different neshama. Okay, as we're going to see what that means. V'hainu sha neshamas ha-gavos b'yoser, k'ma neshamas ha-avos ha-moshe Rabbeinu, heim b'chinas rosh u'moach, ha-kol ha-elyon b'yoser. So certain neshamas emanated from the head of Adam HaRishon. Yeah, those are obviously very high neshamas. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Yitzchak ben Yaakov, the Shvatim, and so on. V'ha-neshamas ha-nemuchos b'yoser, the neshamas that are a bit smaller, shashem b'chinas reglayim v'ikvim ha-chelek ha-tachton b'yoser. So we, the neshama of ikvus of the Mashiach, we now, where do we come from in Adam HaRishon? We're not b'chinas moach, we're not b'chinas hands, we are at the bottom of the feet, and mamish, the lowest level, which is awesome. V'nimsa shakol ha-neshamas kulam hein sod gud v'echad shal neshamas Adam HaRishon kol echad mi'Yisrael hu ever prati min neshamas Adam HaRishon. So each one of us comes from a particular aspect of Adam HaRishon. We all have a particular thing that we can bring out. And b'loshen Rabbeinu kol Yisrael him koma achas shlema. And that's what it means, the Rebbe says in another place, that every single person is another koma, another level within Adam HaRishon. Now let's get to the internal, the deeper reason, the pnimiyasticker reason of why this door is called Ikvas of the Mashiach. Listen to this. Lefisha haneshamas bedar de ikvas of the Mashiach hein nemuchos b'yoser v'hein bechinas ikvim nishmas Adam HaRishon. Remember, let's go back. Let's understand everything now. Remember, the whole point of learning this was so that we can get to the why. We can get to the why of why everything exists. What did Adam HaRishon mess up? Adam HaRishon did an avera, meaning he incorporated Ra into himself. Yeah? He took his Nefesh HaBahamis and he went in the wrong direction. What are we rectifying? What's the mission of Jews? The mission of Jews is to rectify the physical. Yeah? To bring down into this world. So everything has been rectified in Adam HaRishon except what? Except the Akev. That's us. Now the Akev is critical, right? The heel is critical. It's Achilles' heel. Yeah? Without a heel, you can't go anywhere. So the whole purpose of everything that's been happening in all of creation up until now is right now. The whole purpose is being expressed right now in Ikvus of the Mashiach. No other generation has done this before. Yes, we need hands. Yes, we need a moach. Yes, we need nose and eyes and ears and mouth. But it's all for naught if you can't take steps. If you're stuck and you can't take steps, then you've missed the boat. So the generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach, it's everything now is resting on us. It's right here. Mashiach is waiting to come. We know he's waiting to come. He's behind closed doors. All we have to do is walk to open the door. That's Ikvus of the Mashiach. So that final tikkun in Adam HaRishon, that's us. Nobody else can do that. That's us. So chas v'shalom to waste a minute from such a mission. And every time we choose meaning over not meaning, to have life and purpose over, I don't know, stam zevel, yeah, just garbage. So we're rectifying that a little bit more, and we're bringing Mashiach a little bit more. V'im kein ahevdel ben malus neshamas avos u'moshe rabbeinu neshamas shabnei Yisrael v'chein klolos ahevdel ben neshamas gavos neshamas namuchos hu b'madregas neshmasam u'b'mila gam etzem hayecholos shelahen lahargish alokos. So what does it come down to? Here's what it comes down to. The elevated neshamas come from a higher place, another marishon, right? So certain tzaddikim in every generation, even though they're in our generation, they're not bebechinas ekev. These tzaddikim are bechinas moach. You know, certain tzaddikim in every generation that they come, you know, tomorrow we're going on the gedolim trip, yeah? You'll see there are tzaddikim that we're going to see, that they're just living in a different world. What makes them living in a different world? This is what's critical. The feeling of elokus. They can feel elokus more than we can. So when guys say to me, and it's such a deep thing, they don't even realize they're saying it. They're saying such a beautiful thing. Rebbe, I just don't feel it. Ah, that's amazing. That's amazing. You know what that is? That's you expressing your achiveness. That's you expressing, I feel like a heel. Right? A heel could be a good thing, a heel could be a bad thing. I feel like a heel is like a bad thing. I can't feel it. The neshamas that are higher, they can feel it. Our job, so what is, if you had to define the job of the heel, what's going to make us walk from point A to point B is, yes, it's hard to feel it. Great. So now redouble your efforts to feel it. Right? It's not the pshat, like I said last time, it's not the pshat, I have a great company, but I can't get it to make any money, so I may as well give up. No, it's just the opposite. If you have a great company, redouble your efforts to make the money. So if you feel like a heel, dahainu, I can't feel elokus, that's awesome. That's you expressing your most Mashiach identity. That's you, that challenge right there, that's your ability to jump over that hurdle and to make yourself be a person who can feel it. How do we do that? We're going to discuss. But it's don't look at yourself and say, I just can't feel it. Yeah, of course you can't feel it. That's because it's your unique challenge to bring Mashiach. You're Ikvus of the Mashiach. You're that part of Adam HaRishon that's so low. That's inspiring. So when is the best days? The worst days. Those are the best days. On the days when you really just, with every fiber of your being, you want to roll over and go back to sleep, or with every fiber of your being, you say, I just can't open the Gemara anymore. I just can't, I cannot see any more of this. I just don't feel it. And you start to take that step into burnout. Most Rebbeim, that's where they get nervous. That's where I get excited. Ah, you're burnt out? Now we're talking. Now you're expressing your Ikvus of the Mashiachness. Beforehand, when you were high, okay, so that's you jumping the hurdles. When you fall and you don't feel it, now we're talking. Now we're having a conversation.
This also means that we come from the hills.
Yeah, we come because that's what the reason why this generation, more than any other generation, doesn't feel it is because we come from the heel. The heel doesn't feel, right? You know, people develop calluses on the heel, right? You don't feel it in the heel. I haven't felt my heel in years. I have big, huge calluses on my heels. I can't feel my heel anymore. So people wonder, how come two generations ago, people, they just lived with God. They were fine with it. They didn't have a problem. Because they weren't Ikvus of the Mashiach the same way we are Ikvus of the Mashiach. Yeah, there were people that walked out of the Holocaust, literally that walked out of the concentration camps, and were thankful to Hashem. I told you guys that story, right? I told you the story about the brothers that walked out of the concentration camp and they were given a loaf of bread?
No.
Yoni hasn't heard a story from me. I told over this story once. I don't remember where I told it over, but I at least told it over once. There's a story about two brothers that they were mamish in the concentration camps, and the Americans liberated them, and they and they had nowhere to go and nothing to eat. And they're standing at the gates of Auschwitz, and they're like, now what? And some Polish woman came over and gave them a piece of bread. She gave them a loaf of bread. And they were so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they said, what can we makabel on ourselves right now to thank Hashem? And they were makabel on themselves to say all of Tehillim every single Shabbos. And they did it for the rest of their lives. They said Tehillim every single Shabbos. How do you walk out of the concentration camps thankful? For the last, God knows how many years, they're sitting there. They were skin and bones. They were on the verge of death. Thank you, Hashem, for sending us that piece of bread. What are you, nuts? If we had to go through something like this, it wouldn't even be close. It wouldn't even be close. I think Hashem. That's why we have no tainas on anybody that went through the Holocaust that lost their emunah, because it's like wild. So how were those people able to go through that? They're a different generation. Different generation. This generation, we don't feel it. By the way, let me say it a little bit better. This generation, we feel nothing. That's why we need so much artificial in order to feel. That's where all the substance abuse comes from. That's where all the cheating on wives comes from. It's if I don't feel constantly, it's like I feel nothing. If my life is not constantly exciting, then my life is nothing. Video, first of all, television is 60 images a second. Do you know how much stimulation that is? This is a generation that we don't feel, so we need so much stimulation. It's not an accident that this is the television generation. Right? This is not an if you would go back 100 years and tell somebody, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump off a bridge with a bungee cord. They would have you checked into the local mental institution. What are you talking about? You're going to jump off a bridge with a bungee cord? Why on earth would you do something like that? That's a ridiculous activity. They didn't have these activities. The reason they didn't have them is they didn't need them, because they were able to feel. Ikvus of the Mashiach means that they can't feel. We just can't feel. Klomar. Ma'alosan shel ha'neshamos ha'gavos ain't rak b'kach shechonu b'chushim k'shronos na'alim yosem shabnei adam. It's not just the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was a bigger neshama because he had bigger k'shronos. He had better skills, Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to really learn. That's not the pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to really learn. He learned from Hashem. He had a good rabbi. That's not the pshat. No. It's not the pshat. Some people are smarter and some people are weaker. That's not what we mean. Not only do we not mean it in terms of intelligence, we don't even mean it in terms of midos. There are people that are naturally tzaddikim. I told you about these. You've seen these guys that, like, from the moment they're born, they're just the sweetest people ever, and nobody ever gets upset at them. How could you possibly be upset at that guy? And you see, and these guys, certain guys I remember were here in the Mivaseret Kol, used to walk around. Oh, how's everything? Oh, Tzadik, how are you? Yeah, I used to try to be like them, and then it didn't work, so I realized, like, it's just a bad idea. It's okay. I'm sad. Thank you. Yeah. But I appreciate it, Israel. Thank you. It's not. That's not what we're talking about over here. The Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, we're not looking at his midos and saying Aaron HaKohen is a bigger neshama because he has better midos than me. That's understood. But that's not why he's bigger. No. Elamah Alasim he be'etzem Madrigason. Shemekarn Shalom Neshamas Agavolus Naala Yoseh Al Shekein Nakal Lehem Lachush LaHargis Alukos. It's very simple. When we are talking about tzaddikim, what do we really mean? They come from a different planet. They come from a different planet than us. They're in a different source than us. They're in a different world. Their world, they can feel Elokus. Good for them. That's not us. Don't get involved in that. That's not for us. They can feel it. It's easy for them to feel it. So they can be flying in the Hechalos and Shamayim. God knows where they are. They're doing all sorts of things. That's Tzadikim's business. It's easy for them to feel Elokus, so good for them. That's their job. They have other jobs. Those are not our jobs. Yeah? It's like if you tried to play in the NBA. You're going to get creamed. You shouldn't be playing in the NBA. It's not your position. That's not what we want. It's like the brain, right? It's like the mind. Inside of the mind is kolel, every single thing that comes out. Yeah, as we're going to see, right? When you hurt yourself, where do you feel it? Not only here, but in your mind, because your mind encompasses everything. So these are nefesh kolius. They are the moach. They emanate from Adam Arishon's mind. Very, very high people. Like I said, not for us. Mashen ken and neshamos anemuchos. Now we're talking to us. The small neshamos ain lem argosha kol kach belukos. Very hard for us to feel it. Ella al yedei yegia gedola. We're going to have to work very, very hard in order just to feel something. So a Jew who works so hard, he mamish works so hard the night before he goes to sleep, and he says kriyashma lamita, and he says it with kavana, and he says I'm going to wake up for shachris the next day, and he goes to sleep and he has a clean sleep, and then he wakes up in the morning and he's kum ka'ari, and he says maida'ani, and he washes negovaser, and he comes to davening and he has one meaningful davening, and then he's already by mincha, he's already fallen off again, yeah, but he got through to that one shachris. It took tremendous work to do that, but that work is awesome. That's our job. It doesn't necessarily feel good. It feels like I'm a heel, right? It's because we're coming from the heel. And like Rebbe, oh, I feel like, and so many of you have said this to me, I feel like just I took one step forward and two steps back, one step forward, two steps back. Yeah, great. I was able to have a good shachris, and now I've just already fallen off by mincha. First of all, that's the biggest mistake in the world. You took two steps forward, one step back. And second of all, think about how incredibly elevated that is, that you're sitting there saying, I wanted so badly to take it from shachris to mincha. I couldn't even get to mincha. Awesome. You feel like you want so much more. You feel, we're good. You feel we're good. I have to make it from that feeling to action. It's true, but the reason we fall so often is because we are people that don't feel. Like imagine Chas v'Shalom if somebody had a disease where they can no longer feel stuff on their body. Their nerves just gave out. How great would pain feel? Amazing. If you felt like you couldn't feel anything and all of a sudden you felt something, even if it's mamish hurts you, that's exciting. That's us. We are the heel. We don't feel. So when you feel badly, I just want to be closer to Hashem, that's amazing. That's amazing. Don't take that and go into depression. Take that and go even higher. Because that's our avoda. That's our avoda, which is an amazing avoda. That's every single generation. Every single generation is we have tzaddikim that are coming into our generation to lead the generation. We have the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra in that generation in order to bring out something beautiful, new in Klal Yisrael. Both neshamos were needed in this generation. In this generation, we also have our tzaddikim. It's a little scary that so many of the tzaddikim have passed in the past like 3 years. We've lost like so many tzaddikim. Yeah, because I guess, again, I'm not a le-navi v'le-ben-navi, but the Rebbeinu Shalom's making it even harder for us because we are the only generation that could jump these hurdles of not feeling into feeling. You know, that's why Rav Avadya's Levaya was so inspiring. Who was at his Levaya? Yeah, everybody. Everybody was at his Levaya. We're all there. Everybody's from the biggest Rashi Yeshiva, right, in the mirror, all the way to the Chiloni taxi drivers. They were all there. Why was that so incredible? It's because everybody felt it. Everybody felt it. Everybody felt when Rav Yashiv passed away. We felt it. It was like, now what? When Rav Nosson Tzvi passed away, everyone was like, now what? You know, Rav Nosson Tzvi was, for us, American, from Chicago, went to Ida Crown, and became the Rashi Yeshiva of Mir. People who knew Rav Nosson Tzvi were like, you know, everyone, again, a little chutzpahdik in a certain way, but I guess maybe this is what he wanted, but like, everyone used to say, yeah, he used to go by Nady Finkel. As we talk about the Rashiva of the Mir that way, I don't know. But he used to go by Nady Finkel. He was ours. He was our tzaddik. He was a tzaddik who was like us, you know? So we related to him, and when he passed, it was tragic. Now what? So the Rebbeinu Shalom, he puts them in every single generation, and we believe, so we still have Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we still have Ron Leib Steinman, we still have Rav Shmuel Arbach, Rebbes, and so on and so forth. We still have Tzadikim, Rav David Abuchatzera, yeah, we have in America as well. I'm saying I'm more used to the Eretz Yisrael Gedolim now, you know, the Tzadikim that are here, just because I've been here for longer. But they're put into every generation. V'chein nefashos l'gabin nefashos, he called nefesh kulim nefesh ruach v'neshama. Okay, now this needs to be understood. Up until now, we've been talking about neshamos. Now we're going to talk about nefashos. What's the difference between neshamos and nefashos? This is something that people use interchangeably, and it's not correct. It's not correct. So let's understand what the right way of understanding this is. Lo rak neshamos raushe alfe Yisrael, hen gavos min neshamos ha'amon v'ame ha'aretz, ela af nafshoseihem gavos min nefashos ha'amon. By the tzaddikim, it's not just that the neshamos are bigger, but even their nefashos are bigger. Perish. Let's understand this. Koiches ha'nefesh nechelokim l'shloisha sugim kolim. When we talk about a nefesh, it's broken down into three parts. Kochos ha-seichel, ha-shochnim b'moach. You have your intelligence, that's your mind. Ha-midos, ha-shochanos b'leiv. Then you have your midos tovos, that's in your heart. Va-kochos ha-shayochim l'maisa b'poel. And then you have your actions, right? Haynu, ha-kochos she'inyonim lifol michutz la'adam. The things that I'm taking from inside of myself and bringing to outside of myself. Okay. Nefesh, ruach, v'neshama. So this is what's called nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Neshama, he madregas ha-nefesh, ha-balide bitoy bekochos ha-seichel shaba'adam. So there's something in the nefesh, which is the total person, right? The highest level of the nefesh is the neshama. That's the intelligence. Can't go without intelligence, okay? Ruach, dagas ha-nefesh, ha-mezgal b'midos shabalev. And the ruach, the spirit, that's your emotions. V'nefesh, chelek ha-nefesh, ha-shayach l'maisa b'pol. So you have the nefesh of the nefesh. What's the nefesh of the nefesh? The nefesh of the person is the actions of the person. Why is that called nefesh? Because that's how the person gets expressed. So just to be clear, we have our intellect, we have our emotion, we have our action. So I always tell you guys, will creates intellect, intellect creates emotion, emotion creates action. What I want to do, that's how I see the world, that's my consciousness and my awareness. That impacts my emotions, right? How I feel on any given day, and that impacts my actions. And that's basically, we define a person incorrectly by what their actions are, right? The famous statement from Bill Parcells, right? You're only as good as your record, right? If we were a great team, but we only went, we only went 8-8. Well, then you weren't a very good team. Bill Parcells is incorrect. That's incorrect. In action, maybe you were only an 8-8 team. You might be judged by 8-8, yeah, but that's not who you are, because your intellect and your emotion don't necessarily get seen in the action. We have to make sure that that does happen. Our job is to unify all of these different pieces. V'nimsa. Shateves nefesh, yesh legam muvan rachav v'klali. So the nefesh encompasses all three of these things. And then, as we mentioned, there's the nefesh of the nefesh, which is the particular actions. Lefamim mishtamshim bebitoy nefesh b'muvan harachav, haynu kolos ha-nefesh ha-kolos kolchak ha-madregos, kolosh ha-rabinu kan ki kol nefesh kolula, haynu nefesh b'muvan ha-klal, lefamim alav she-nefesh koya rak al-madrega ha-pratishim ha-nefesh, shu-chelek ha-nefesh ha-shayach la-asiya b'pol. So sometimes you have to be careful. When you read the word nefesh, you have to know which nefesh are we talking about. Are we talking about nefesh, the person, the total person, that includes neshama, ruach, and nefesh, yeah? Or are we talking about this particular nefesh, the particular expression of the nefesh? So listen to this. V'zeu she'omer Rabbeinu kan v'chein nefashos l'gabin nefashos. What does the Alter Rebbe mean here when he writes ki kol nefesh v'chein nefashos l'gabin nefashos? Pirush ha'hevdel ha'omer bein neshamos gavos and neshamos namuchos hu lo rak b'chelokim shel neshama. We're not only talking about the tzaddikim are bigger. We're not only talking about in their neshama. We're not only talking about in their ruach. That's clear. You look at somebody like Rav Yashiv, the guy who called Tarkula. That's clear. You look at Rav Yashiv's emotional attachment to Yiddishkeit versus our emotional attachment to Yiddishkeit. That's clear. That's not a chiddush. You can't possibly compare what Moshe Rabbeinu knew and what Moshe Rabbeinu felt to us. Nah, that's not what we're talking about. Right? You look at me giving tzedakah, you look at Moshe Rabbeinu giving tzedakah, right? It looks like the same thing, right? No. It's so different. Moshe Rabbeinu, the way that he served Hashem in action, it might look like I'm doing the same action that he's doing. we are in different planets, or in different universes. So when we talk about a tzaddik, which again, we are not, and we're not trying to be, as the Rebbe says many times, this is the Sefer Shall Be Knownim, right? That's why we hammered it home to ourselves in the beginning. We're the average Joes, yeah, we're the regular guys. Don't think dodgeball, we're learning Tanya. Yeah, so we're the average Joes. So we have a different avoda. Our avoda is not going to be to have the same moach as Moshe Rabbeinu. Our avoda is not going to be to have the same lev as Moshe Rabbeinu. Our avoda is going to be in our actions, but our actions are not even going to be compared to the tzaddikim. We're not even trying. Mikol makom sharesh kol hanefesh ruach neshama kulam meirosh kol hamadregos. But very important to remember, very, very important to remember, despite the fact. Never mind that ping.
No,
if you don't mind. Just give me Sherby.
What?
Just because I'm giving Sherby.
Okay.
So the idea is, yeah, even though we're so distinct and separate from the tzaddikim, but one very, like, really important thing to consider is, yeah, but at the end of the day, the divinity of the tzaddikim and the divinity of the Kal Shebekalim is equitable. So here's what comes out, and this is really important. The biggest, biggest neshamas, the Moshe Rabbeinu of neshamas, that is different in neshama, different in ruach, different in nefesh, something that we don't even have any shaychus to, we're not any different than each other. The biggest tzaddikim in the Kal Shebekalim, in terms of divinity, in terms of where we emanate from, are all one and the same. And this, again, the Baal Shem Tov brought this into the world to remind this. We knew it. It's not that he innovated anything. Everything here is old. Yeah, there's no innovations, but he had to remind us because the Kal Shebekalim were falling off, right? The weaker Jews were not being like taken seriously. The Rebbe had to remind us in a very significant way. It's true, there's such a thing called a tzaddik, and as we'll see, what the role of a tzaddik is important for us to understand. But the role of a tzaddik is not the role of the Kal Shebekalim, but the Kal Shebekalim is not distinct, really, in source. He's not distinct from the biggest tzaddik in the world, because we all come from even before that. We all, in terms of divinity, it's true. We all come from Adam Arishon, we're separate. He's Malach and I'm Akev. But higher than Adam Arishon, we're all coming from the Chachma of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and there it's all one. Everybody emanated from the same place in Hashem. Just that there was a different process of coming out. Should we stop here a little bit more? Go a little bit more. No, you know, we'll stop here for today. We'll stop here for today.